tell me, you're against the Georgia bill, I gather. Is that right?
I'm against certain provisions of it, yes.
Okay, and I think you've called it a racist bill. Am I right?
I think there are provisions of it that are racist, yes.
Okay. Tell me specifically, just give me a list of the provisions that you object to.
It shortens the federal runoff period from 9 weeks to 4 weeks.
Okay.
It restricts the time a voter can request and return an absentee ballot application.
Right.
It requires that a voter have a photo identification or some other form of identification that they're willing to surrender in order to participate in absentee ballot process.
If I can stop you, that's where they're going not comparing signatures, but to voter ID?
Yes, sir. And as Ms. Eiffel has pointed out, we would become only the fourth state in the nation to require voters to put at risk their identity.
What else?
It eliminates over 300 hours of Dropbox availability.
Okay,
It bans nearly all out-of-precinct votes. It bans nearly all out-of-precinct votes,
okay,
meaning that if you get to a precinct and you are in line for 4 hours and you get to the end of the line and you are not there between 5 and 7 p.m.,
okay,
you
what
have
else?
To start all over again.
Is that everything?
No, it is not. No, sir. It restricts the hours of operation because it now, under the guise of setting a standardized timeline, it makes it optional for counties that may be may not want to see expanded access to the right to vote. They can now limit their hours. Instead of those hours being from 7 to 7, they're now from 9 to 5, which may have an effect on voters who cannot vote during business hours, during early voting. It limits the voting
hours. Okay, I get the idea.